Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On the line is the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ken Barkley. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the You Better You Bet podcast for more Ken Barkley's analysis. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. At Lockie Lockerson on Twitter, is Groundhog Day a top five Bill Murray movie of all time?
I think it's like a top one.
Whoa!
Bill Murray movie of all time.
Whoa!
I mean, I just
what?
What's like your top three right now? Give me like a top three.
I mean, both Ghostbuster movies are better than Groundhog's Day.
I mean, I still got Stripes. Caddyshack.
Stripes is better than Groundhog's Day.
I mean, Caddyshack can definitely be better than Groundhog Day. I think that's okay. Yeah. Stripes can definitely be better than Groundhog Day. Like, reasonable people can have that argument. I don't know if I'm like locking in both Ghostbusters for sure as better. Like, really?
Lost.
Like Ghostbusters 2 is on. There are two channels on your television. Yeah. All the other channels are shut off. So this is like what Netflix is trying to do, basically. So you have two channels.
Yeah.
One is showing Ghostbusters 2. One is showing Groundhog Day. You're definitely going on channel A? Really?
So, I mean, okay, so my options would be Bill
Murray.
Who was
the guy in the painting? What was his name? Igor?
Igor.
Igor.
So my two options here, Ken, are I either get Bill Murray reliving the same day over and trying to dupe a woman into loving him, which eventually after like 10 minutes becomes old, but they keep doing it for another 30 minutes.
Oh, you're so disparaging.
Or
condescending commentary.
Or I get...
It's like Citizen Kane. It's like, yeah, this stupid sled, and the guy's just like yearning for it. Who
or,
does that? It's like, or it's the best movie of all time.
Or I get super horny, panting Sigourney Weaver or State Puffed Marshmallow Man. Like,
this
I think
true.
I know where I'm going
so
with
basically
my
options. Basically, you're a 10-year-old. Basically, you're like a 10-year-old. That's what you're saying.
That's when I saw these movies.
I could get, like, some really remarkable insight into the human experience, or I could look at hot Sigourney Weaver and a marshmallow.
The human experience. You're a deep thinker with some of these movies.
Ken Barkley's deep,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm a grown-up. It's called being a grown-up. Yeah.
Can we go deep with Ken now? What? Let me ask you this.
Can we go deep?
I think that's a new name of the segment. I think we got a new title.
Going deep.
Let's go deep with gambling. So I want to hold some of our Super Bowl stuff for next week because this is a, like, weird, awkward week where it's everybody wants to talk about the Super Bowl, but you don't want to talk about the Super Bowl because you don't want to fire your load off too early, and we got to hold it for next week. What is the sport that Ken Barkley enjoys gambling on the most? And I don't know if it's the NFL or not. So if it isn't, you can go that number one. But if it is the NFL, then what's number two?
I mean, am I allowed to include, like, everything?
Everything.
Season-long stuff, too?
Everything.
Any market.
Anything you want, Ken Barkley. Yeah.
I love awards. I love all award markets.
Really?
Because they're really dumb. They're just, like, really dumb. It's trying to handicap really subjective human behavior. Like, what is this group of, I was going to call them names, what is this group of voters going to do when handed, like, all of this information? Like, what are they going to do? So I'll give you an example of one that's going on right now that's, like, really interesting. So the Sixth Man of the Year award in the NBA is, like, a particularly stupid award because if you're, like, really good, then you don't come off the bench anymore and then you can't win. So it's like you have to be good enough that you can win, but you can't be good enough that you're like actually good, that you like break the starting lineup. So it's like, in that way, it's kind of a silly award. Right. But Russell Westbrook is the favorite for this award. He's been the favorite basically since like week three of the season when they the Lakers moved him to that role, right? And what you're basically, your task is when you handicap this is you have to figure out like, okay, so in the history of the award, it never goes to a player on a bad team, and the Lakers are awful. And it basically like always goes to someone who's like definitely like meaningfully contributing to team success. So like would be like a good way to put it, which Westbrook is also not doing. He's like usually a negative on-court player this year, less so, but like he's a, like, he didn't play in the final 5 minutes of the game in an overtime against the Celtics on Saturday. He was on the bench for that part of the game, which kind of tells you everything you need to know. So like what you have to figure out is, are voters going to be like, well, yeah, sure, but like he's Russell Westbrook, so like let's vote him anyway because he's like this big name and it's like, you know, who else am I going to vote for? Or are they going to kind of do what they always do, which is vote for somebody on a really good team? Like, that's your exercise. None of that has to do with like, well, I'm betting this point spread because I think this guy is going to. It's like you're trying to literally handicap humans and like what they're going to do. And like, are they going to be dumb? Like, are they like when Westbrook won MVP? Like, they're a terrible team. Like, actively stole rebounds from his teammates to inflate his statistics. Like, but you have to figure out, like, I don't know. I think they're going to get tricked. Like, they're going to get tricked by this. I mean, honestly, Aaron Judge winning AL MVP, anybody winning MVP over Otani is, like, kind of the same thing. Like, oh, hits a lot of home runs. I got to vote for him. But, like, you could figure that out. You could figure out that people were going to get tricked by that.
Right.
And, like, vote for that player when Otani's, like, a better player. So it's not that, like, it's not sour grapes. Like, I think Judge, I always thought Judge was going to win because I thought voters were going to vote for him. So it's, like, different in that way than like trying to figure out who's going to win a game.
Interesting.
Can I go back to the movie thing? Because you did say something. Despite our differences on Bill Murray movies.
By the
movies,
way, listeners have corrected. It's Vigo.
Vigo.
Okay. I think is the guy in the painting. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Despite it, I mean, we both agree we like Bill Murray. Like, that's a commonality. We can
absolutely
share that passion.
Oh, of course.
In modern times, you got to find common ground.
We do. And the common ground is there. You said, though, like the meaning of the movie. And I'm always interested because we do like talking about non-sports things with you because your day is probably just filled with not only You Better You Bet stuff, but then getting off the air and texting and, hey, Ken, what do you think? Hey, Ken, should I lay a bet? Like, if that's your day, let's break you away from sports here, especially this week. What do you mean when you say you watch Groundhog's Day for the deeper meaning? What is the deeper meaning when you watch the movie Groundhog's Day for you?
Oh, man, that's like a really, really good question. I think it like forces all of us to confront the idea of like living with no regrets. And like if we could go back and do something over again, what would we do? So like in the movie, he does like hilarious things over and over. He tries to kill himself a bunch of times. And I know that doesn't sound funny, but it is. And then, you know, he like goes to the bowling alley, picks up the guys and they drive on the train tracks with the ground. He steals the groundhog. He like does all this stuff. But like all of that, even though all of it's very funny and like you're kind of like just like laughing the whole time, just like points to the idea of like living with no regrets. Like, what if you did that in your everyday life? Not steal a groundhog and drive on the train tracks, but like what if you like when you thought about doing it, what if you like went for it, basically, in some kind of like macro sense? Like, whether that's romantically, whether that's like at your job, whether that's leaving your job to do something else that you really want to do, which I know a lot of people think about all the time. You know, just like, what if you like went for it and then like lived life without regrets? What would happen in that situation? And he's basically, he gets to do that because he has a safety net, because he knows he's just going to wake up the next day. It's going to be the same day. So like, I can go for it. I can take extreme risks because like I have that safety net. Obviously, we don't have that safety net. So like, what would you do with no safety net?
You know what they call that? Going deep with Ken.
Well, I mean, I think Ken's making a good, it's
not
a good
for
10-year-old. Point.
Definitely not for 10-year-olds. Yeah, so. No marshmallows or, yeah, like nothing, no, you know, it's just, like an attractive woman and a marshmallow. Well, I mean, I just, you know.
Miss Sigourney Weaver is hot.
How could I watch anything else?
Well, I think.
And she also happens to be a really good actress.
Yes, she's great. She's a great actress.
And it's got Rick Moranis, Canadian's favorite son. Like, I think you're bringing up a good point, though, of finding the deeper meaning, like, people would laugh at this, but that's I kind of take deep meanings away from the movies John Wick. You know what I mean? Like, we can watch kind of anything and have deep meanings to movies.
Sure.
Like,
what's your meaning? What's your deep meaning for John Wick?
What's the deep meaning of John Wick?
Loneliness and companionship.
Don't kill a guy's dog.
No, I mean, that's the plot, but
Right, you basically just describe like what happens in the movie. It's like, oh, like what do you take away from John Wick? Like shooting people and walking and
sure,
you know,
yeah, like on the surface level, a dog is killed and now there's vengeance. But like, it's companionship and it's wanting of love and partnership and
loneliness, living life in isolation,
In isolation, but having somebody there to still support you and you know, you cherish that person and fighting for relationships that matter. Like,
I feel like I'm back in an AP English class. What did the book really mean?
Feel like that, doesn't it? Yeah, we're gonna read Jane Eyre. Right, let's
read between the lines. Okay?
What is your favorite movie of all time?
Ooh,
you know, people have asked me this before. I always like don't have an answer, which is kind of a terrible answer.
That's a tough question, though.
I like, you know, I'll give you. Can I give you like a director? Like, so it's like this guy's David Fincher movies. Are like my favorite movies in general. So, Social Network, Seven, the Game with Michael Douglas, which is like an incredibly underrated movie.
These are all good movies.
This is like the David Fincher catalog.
Gone Girl,
incredible.
Didn't he do Gone Girl? That was an okay movie. That was pretty good.
Yeah, Gone Girl was
like, interesting. Yeah, I mean, like, we're not going to have 100% hit rate. Just like people who like Tarantino.
Sure.
I mean, they'll tell you they like all the movies, but like, there's no way they like all the movies. There's a filmmaker that I really like. I always, growing up, A Few Good Men was like always the movie that I would watch when it was on TV all the time. Mm. I could definitely quote like the entire movie. It's a Sorkin stuff, which is funny because that's Social Network too, which one of the reasons that's one of my favorite movies because it's Fincher and Sorkin together, which is just like incredible. But Sorkin's like West Wing, Few Good Men, American President. Mm-hmm. The Newsroom's an absolutely atrocious television show, but he's almost like a parody of him. He's like a parody of himself at that point.
It's like
all the writing and all the pace. Like, it's the pace is the same, but the content is so far fetched. Like, people have retweeted scenes from this show before, and it's just like, none of this would ever happen in real life. And the point of the show is to be realistic.
Yeah.
So like, when that's your goal, like, this isn't Ghostbusters, right? You can't, like, say something like, in Ghostbusters, yes, we suspend disbelief because, you know, there are ghosts. So you would suspend disbelief. But with The Newsroom, it's kind of supposed to be, like, loosely based on reality, and it's completely ridiculous.
I like Sorkin, but the thing about Sorkin is how well he writes, but how incredibly unrealistic the dialogue is. Like, the Social Network.
No one talks like that.
Nobody talks like that.
I try to talk like that. Like, I talk really fast. I tend to be pretty witty when I talk. Like, no one can achieve a Sorkin level of writing and how they talk in real life. But let's say, like, a 10 is, like, you actually talk like they do in the cross-examination of A Few Good Men, which no one would ever talk like. I think I'm like a 7. I think I can get there sometimes with maybe like peaks that get to the 8-9 range. But the problem is, even when you do that, you don't have like a companion to do it with. I mean, it's John Wick, right? Companionship. You don't have somebody to, like, no one's along for the ride with you.
Yes.
I'm talking like that and everyone just looks at me and I just go back to my room and shut the door basically at that point.
You making any Oscar plays this weekend? You in the Oscar market?
That's such a good question. I wish. Have you guys seen any of these movies?
I've seen a couple of them. I wanted to watch the Banshee one with Colin Farrell. I think it's on.
Yeah, I heard that one was good. That one's going to win a bunch of stuff, right? Like the Banshees of Inisherin.
Is. Yeah, I wanted to watch that. It's on one of the streaming platforms.
Is All Quiet on the Western Front up for anything? Because I saw that on Netflix.
Yeah, a lot.
That was pretty good.
Like everything, yeah. I think. Yeah,
that was
honestly
a good movie.
Okay. And there's an actress who got nominated for best. This is like the story of the Oscars, I guess. This actress got nominated for Best Actress, obviously, but it was like out of nowhere. Like, no one ever thought she would be nominated, and then it was like all of the actual like actresses and actors in the movies like pushed her to get nominated. Like, it was like this grassroots movement. I was just reading the story the other day. I wish I could remember her name, but like that's the only award I've heard anything about because it was just like very surprising that she ended up getting nominated.
Is it the gal that played Marilyn Monroe?
No, but I think I've also read about that.
So
anyway, I am the worst person to ask about Oscar stuff. I just I don't watch like fancy pants movies and stuff. When we just talked about my favorite movies, I didn't say, you know, like Chocolat or something. It's like one of my favorite movies. So.
The Oscars is disconnected though from the reality of movie watching for most people in America. It's like and best score. For movie you've never seen, and it's like, cool, I'm happy for these people. I've never seen this. What's your favorite TV show then?
Ooh.
That's a good, what, like ever or just right now?
No, right now. Right now.
Well, I'll tell you what I just watched that was awesome. I love how this conversation is just like things about my day.
Yeah,
like,
what's Ken doing?
What you're going to have in like an hour. What do you got?
We like you, Ken. We want to know you.
The listeners are demanding more movie opinions from Ken. Yeah. Dude is legit. Text it in.
I bet they are. I just watched Breakpoint, which is the Netflix docuseries about tennis.
Okay.
And it's the guys who did Formula One Drive to Survive, which is like a really popular show that's also very good. That producer team is starting to do all the other sports.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like that formula, and I can't recommend Drive to Survive enough, it's awesome. It's like the best documentary series going about sports. So this is Breakpoint is their take on tennis. So it's the Australian Open and French Open last year. They follow like Nick Kyrgios and Taylor Fritz and Felix Auger-Aliassime, who are like all these really good tennis players, and like follow them through the tournaments. And the level of access is just unbelievable. And they're going to release more parts of it. They're also doing if you've seen the promo for the golf series that's coming out, that's that same team. So this is like Breakpoint is their tennis version of that. So that's, I would say that's the thing I've watched that I've liked the most recently.
Okay. I saw Good Will Hunting, and I watched Robin Williams as a therapist. And so my therapy takeaway is you just kind of poo-pooed. Listeners really are like liking your movie takes.
Yeah.
And you sounded like you were taking that as sarcasm. People
not,
actually genuinely like your movie takes.
We should do it. Well, we're already going deep. We'll do like every week. We'll try to do a
go deep with Ken.
I mean, it can't just be any movie take, but we could try to figure something out, I guess.
Somebody texted in Spray getting his anti-Groundhog's Day take dominated has made my morning.
Well, I don't know how, like, you did the classic thing of, let me take the plot of the movie, but explain it in a way that makes it sound like the stupidest thing in the entire world.
Yes,
like,
I did.
Like
I did do that.
It's like The Godfather. Yes. It's like, yeah, there's this, like, guy, and he does a
family
favor for some dude. Yeah, and there's, like, some people are getting married or something.
There's a brother there. I don't know.
Don't we do that? Don't we do that to opinions we don't like? We just, like, poo-poo them in a way?
But you framed it. Like, yes, that is what the movie is about. It's like, yeah, it's the guy, and he's, like, he's going through the same day over and over. It's, like, really stupid. It's like, well, okay, there's kind of a lot of other things that are also going on while that's happening.
Well, this is why my mom hated me when I was growing up. Now you're kind of getting a backstory.
Now we're doing the psychological stuff. Now we're really going deep.
Now we're going deep with Sprague. We already went deep with Ken. Now we're going deep with Sprague. Hey, you got any gambling picks you like this weekend?
Yeah, there's a few things going on right now that I think are pretty awesome. Can I give you? I'll give you something really random.
Yeah,
I'll give you a couple things that are really random. The ACC is the worst basketball conference like I've ever seen. Basically, I mean it's just hideous. But I think there are a couple teams that really long shot prices but still have a chance to win the conference. So Virginia is winning the conference right now. Like, I mean, nobody really cares about the specifics. Duke plays North Carolina this weekend. Duke will be like a 5-point favorite. It's the first meeting between the teams. Mm-hmm. I still think there's a version of Duke that's awesome, and I think I'm right. And you can find them like 40-1 to win the ACC. They play Virginia later this year. They need to outperform Virginia. If they beat them, they need to outperform them by one game and all the other games combined to tie them at the end of the season. And they're like 40-1, basically. So they're not the favorite. They shouldn't be. They shouldn't even be. They should probably be like 10-1. So it's not going to happen a lot, but it's a big price on a team that's usually really awesome.
Okay, there you go. Insider, he is the host of You Better, You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ken Barkley. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Going deep with Ken. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app, at Lockie Lockerson on Twitter. Look forward to chatting Super Bowl with you next week. Thanks as always, man.
Sounds good. Let's go deep. Let's do it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.